Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They Might Be Giants are an alternative rock band from America formed by John Linnell and John Flansburgh. They've got 18 studio albums to their name and plenty of charting singles, including Birdhouse in Your Soul and Istanbul. But they've also made an album full of songs about science. It's called Here Comes Science and features tracks like My Brother the Ape and Why Does the Sun Shine? I spoke to founding member John Linnell, who was in Cambridge as part of the band's UK tour, about the album.
Okay, well, we got a deal with Disney like about 15 years ago to do a bunch of kid-themed DVDs for kids with different themes. And we started with learning the alphabet, and then we did the numbers. And I think there was this general feeling like we were hired to do this thing, and what we really wanted to do was just be entertainers for kids. You know, we weren't really expecting that we were going to be educators. But they liked what we'd been doing, and they said, what's the next theme going to be? And I think we kind of felt like, well, science is a good general topic for us. We're not experts, but we liked the philosophy of science. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. And we had another DVD we had to put out. So that was just the next topic we took on.
And when you were making it, did you guys get some scientists in to help? What was your process like?
Yes, well, we kind of figured out pretty early on that we needed somebody to at least do basic fact checking. So we had a lot of help from a guy who is one of the directors of the New York Hall of Science. He was the director. He eventually became the director there, and he was our consultant, and he was extremely helpful and in very basic ways. And even at the stage where we were, you know, writing lyrics and stuff, so we could go in and change stuff around that was completely wrong that we were putting together. But, you know, I mean, he's also a very friendly guy and enthusiastic and somebody who's still our friend, I guess.
When you were making it, did you feel like science was something you wanted to learn more about? Did it draw you in at all?
Yeah, I suppose it did. We were not really super top students when we were ourselves in school, but like I said, I think we liked, there's something about science as a topic in the United States. I think it's turned into a kind of political topic in a way, which is that there's this sense that science is in opposition to, you know, religious belief. And unfortunately, it's kind of gotten tangled up in that. And people think that when you're promoting science, that you're denigrating something else. And I kind of felt like, well, you know, I mean, we are pro science, absolutely. I think science is as an idea is just its own sort of philosophical way of viewing the world, which has to do with looking at evidence, and that I think you can never promote that enough, at least in the United States. I think Britain is probably a different place in that way, that it's a more welcoming culture here. But in the United States, it's apparently controversial, you know. Things like evolution are still considered controversial topics.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.